Well, hello again. My name is Peter Pilgrim. I am a Java effects developer, and professionally I work in the Java EE environment, programming, developing, and also producing some architecture. I work professionally for an investment bank in the center of London in the lovely United Kingdom. Java effects layout and custom nodes, particularly custom nodes. If you are thinking of writing your own custom nodes, you should know that it's very, very easy. All you have to do is to subclass something, a type called custom node, and you can find that class in javaeffects.scene. You can also, in NetBeans 6.5, drag the custom node icon on the palette and drag that onto your empty JavaFX class, and you have everything there to begin programming. Did you know that you could also make your custom node resizable, and this will bring benefits for layout containers, which I believe will be appearing in JavaFX 1.2. So if you subclass, make your custom node type, also a subclass of JavaFX.scene.layout.resizable, it will enable your that component, your component, to be resizable by the new layout managers. Otherwise, they only can be laid out. So one of the deficiencies in JavaFX 1.1 that some of the shape classes and a lot of the swing classes, well, that's wrong. All swing classes are resizable, but some of the component classes in that API are not resizable. I believe JavaFX 1.1 is solving the constrainable and constraints problem, but we're waiting until next week in San Francisco to find out. So I'll be looking forward to the new release of 1.2 and hoping it solves a lot of the custom and the lack of enterprise-worthy components, and hope it goes a long way to solve our problems. Now, I'll be presenting at the Community One on giving an enterprise JavaFX update, and also will be presenting it on Friday, I believe it is, on JavaFX collisions, animations, and timelines. I'll see you later. Bye for now. This is Peter Pilgrim, out.